This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello everyone, this is Jeff, VK5JB from AHARS, with this week's news. I'm standing in for John, VK5RJ, because he's in Outback VK6 and heading further inland as we speak. Paul, VK5PH, hosted the first AHARS Coffee Club event at Café Buongiorno at Mitcham last Tuesday, with an encouraging attendance of members and friends. He's planning the next one for Tuesday, 3rd September, same place, same time, 10 a.m. All are welcome. Keep an eye on the AHARS calendar for future announcements. Paul is also the AHARS Training and Assessment Coordinator. His next training and assessment day will be on Saturday, 31st August. Over the last few months, due to Paul's work, training and assessment has escalated at AHARS with many new licences and upgrades having taken place. Paul advises that the 31st August fixture is pretty well subscribed at this point, but if you contact him through the Get Licensed tab on the AHARS website, there may be room to fit in one or two further applicants. At our last general meeting on Thursday, 15th August, Dean VK5LB gave us a presentation about his latest project, an Apache Labs SDR build with a rebuild of a Danish Sailor brand full-power solid-state amplifier and his new build of a 1 kW capacity auto antenna tuner. Very, very informative lecture, accompanied by a video tour of Dean's shack, showing his recent project working flawlessly on several bands with extremely responsive tuning adjustments made very quickly by the auto tuner. An excellent presentation. Many thanks, Dean. Our next AHARS event will be our upcoming Saturday technical session on 7 September at the usual start time of 10 a.m. at the Blackwood Uniting Church. We've had some well-attended tech mornings recently. In July, we had a Zmatch session in which 8 or 10 homebrew Zmatches were shown, as well as two very impressive SPC matches, an LMatch and a FryMatch project. Rubens, VK5FE, brought a complete QRP station in an attaché case, the kind of thing a secret agent might carry about, which included its own specially made matching unit. The August session featured Jeff, VK5ZLG, on VSWR and power meter calibration for homebrew meter construction, which was another valuable practical morning. Our next session will be Saturday, 7 September, and we'll make it a bring, show and talk session for which you're encouraged to bring something from your shack to show and talk about. In recent times, we've had some very impressive pieces of kit show up at our sessions, and this next one will be no exception. About a dozen of us met for lunch at the Blackwood RSL on Friday last, and the usual lively radio electronics discussion was enjoyed by all. Next lunch will be on the second Friday in September, the 13th. All welcome to join us. Don't forget that the ALARA annual contest is still on. It began yesterday, Saturday the 24th of August, finishes up today, Sunday 25th August. More details about the contest are on the ALARA website, alara.org.au. Lastly, everyone's invited to participate in our regular weekly nets, so here they are again. Monday night, AHARS 2-metre net, VK5RAD, starting at 8 p.m. local. General chat net about what we've been doing at our QTH. The net is open to all licensed amateur operators and specially welcome interstate and new station to join in. You certainly don't have to be an AHARS member to call in. The boat anchor net is conducted by Dean VK5LB on 3.62 megahertz every Tuesday evening starting at 7:30 local. Though sometimes Dean starts calling out for stations a little bit earlier. A great variety of the older valve transceivers come up on this net, as well as older solid-state units. You don't have to be running old bottle-driven radios to join in, as all are welcome. This net of Dean's is one of the longest-running nets on the airwaves anywhere, so come up and say hello. Now, both the AHAS 2-meter net and the boat anchor net are really good places to ask questions about your radio, about fault finding, antenna care and feeding, and how to keep the smoke contained inside elderly units. Lastly, the ANZA DX net is a net that runs every day on 14.183 megahertz, and it's a list net. One has to wait one's turn to give reports. There are check-ins from all over the world, and it's a good platform for those wanting to work towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5 Yankee Lima, alternate as net controllers on Thursday, which is Ladies' Day. So that's all from AHAS for today, so see you next time.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Back on Friday the 16th of August, we held our 2024 annual general meeting. With a good turnout, the meeting went very well. The election of office bearers was conducted by John, VK5DJ, who thanked Peter, VK5BE, for his excellent leadership of the club again during 2023-2024. John managed the election process as he usually does, with quiet efficiency interlaced with good humour. Thank you, John. Most positions were filled by the incumbent members, although Peter, VK5BE, has been appointed as caretaker president, as he really would like someone else to step into that role. Colin, VK5DK, has decided to call time on his tenure as a committee man. We take this opportunity to offer Cole a very big thank you for his valuable contribution to the workings of our group over many, many years. Maxwell, VK5 Alpha Charlie, has stepped up and been elected to fill the position Cole has vacated. Thank you, Maxwell. As a mark of the respect that our members have for Colin, VK5DK, we have appointed him as patron of our group. He joins Kevin, VK4UH, in this role. The club president, Peter, VK5BE, has awarded this year's president's trophy to Owen, VK5HOS. Owen is nearly always there at any event or function, and he quietly gets on with the job in hand with humour and efficiency, and this award is thoroughly well deserved, with all members thinking that Peter made an excellent choice. Although the Roy Goodwin Award was not presented this year, Peter made special mention of the massive contribution to the club that Nick, VK5 November Juliet Sierra, has made to our group in the short time that he has been a member. Nick was the winner of the Roy Goodwin Award the previous year. We now look forward to another busy year with many projects in the pipeline. Some are a bit mundane and some are quite exciting, and so we look forward to advancing and hopefully completing them on time and in budget. Talking of budgets, we were able to set our club's budget for the coming year at the AGM, with a review due in 3 months' time. Our group has been very lucky over the past year or so in that we have gained some very active and talented new members. Let's hope that our 2024-25 season brings more of the same. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next upcoming event is our monthly car-based fox hunt, which will be held on Friday the 6th of September, with hunters arriving at the start location a bit after 6 p.m. and departing at 6:30 p.m. Our start location is the Beaumont Road Car Park, just off South Terrace, in the southern CBD parklands. There'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide Plains area to find, with the transmitter frequencies being 145.3, 144.39, and 439.4 MHz. We'll be chatting on the VK5RSB 70cm repeater throughout the hunt. If you're coming along, please check in on this repeater and monitor it throughout the evening so we know who's out hunting. We're also looking to volunteers to help hide the fox transmitters. If you're interested in giving the hunters a bit of a challenge, then please contact me at vk5arg@areg.org.au. Our next general business meeting will be held on Friday, the 20th of September, with a talk from Adam, VK5GA, on operating the Green Cube Medium Earth Orbit Amateur Radio Satellite. Adam will give a rundown on his journey and experience so far with this satellite, including info on his setup and the issues encountered along the way. He'll also provide a brief update on the current health of the satellite. Doors open at 7 p.m, with a presentation starting at 7:30 p.m. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom. Finally, don't forget that AREG's radio and electronics sale is coming up on Saturday the 26th of October. This will again be held at the Kilburn Dogs SA facility as a car boot sale format, and we'll be taking expressions of interest for car and trailer spots in the next few weeks, and also putting out a call to any amateur radio clubs that wish to join in. We're also happy to announce that we'll have a large commercial retailer at the event, so you'll be able to come along and pick up all sorts of goodies for your home station. As usual, for more information on AREG's upcoming events, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.